has been the biggest impact in your life that shaped your character today?
Probably losing our stepmom, because it taught me to appreciate people who are here before they leave, because you never know when they can or when they will leave. It was like unexpected. She taught me a lot of things, and losing her just made me appreciate life and our family more, and to not take things for granted. And when you lose things, you suddenly see things in perspective.
Growing up, did you ever encounter other experiences that made you a little bit more mature than other kids now?
Basically, my entire childhood, you know, having to live with our stepdad and the divorce, and then having to go through all the things that our mama and our stepdad put us through. I had to grow up really quickly. And I feel like for a 12-year-old, I'm really mature for my age. It taught me to like see the world differently, that there are bad things and good things in life, but you'll get through it.
What keeps you moving on through all the struggles and trials that you face?
That no matter what, my family will be here for me. It comforts me to know that whenever I need someone, that you guys will always be here.
Do you have any goals and expectations for the future?
And to help others too, because I know a lot of people are struggling out there. I just want to make the most of life. Always think about family and the people that you love. Just know that whatever is happening right now, you're gonna get through it, and it's gonna be hard and it's gonna be a struggle, and maybe, you know, you won't be the same after that, but you're gonna get through it.
Has there been times where you felt like the world, your world was just crumbling down?
Yeah, like when Tita Mel left us during that night, I was crying really hard, and I couldn't believe, because like 1 minute ago I was talking to her, and then the next minute she was gone. And then like that night when we had to go to the police station and leave Kimmel, I felt devastated for sure, because he's our little brother, and I can't imagine leaving him somewhere when he's like, you know, that young. I am important out there. I may not feel it now, but one day in the future, I'll be needed, or I'll be wanted for something that's bigger than a part of myself. I know it's like a cheesy line that everyone uses, but it's what I tell myself. Other people, sometimes they don't get it. They may know about it, but they don't understand what it's really been like to go through it.
Were there ever times that you didn't feel loved?
Yeah, definitely. Like, times, and the really hard times, I would usually just, that's when I wouldn't talk to anybody. When I felt down, I would just go into the bathroom and just hide in there. You know, I felt like I wasn't needed.
Why didn't you feel like you were needed?
No one listens to me. I don't know. I feel sort of out. I mean, some friends know what I've been through, but I still don't talk about my feelings with them.
Overall, I know that you like to be super positive and super outgoing, and how do you plan on maintaining that?
To just imagine the future as a better place, and how I maybe, you know, one day I'll be a part of that impact.